For our first message this morning, a man who served faithfully in the Olympia congregation for many years, an elder, Mr. Gary Johnson.
Good afternoon, everyone. Mr. Walker, early on in the feast, says, have a good time eating, and it's a feast. And I find when I put on my suit this morning, it's a little more snug at the button. So I am having a good time, and I hope you are all as well. Recently, PBS carried a series about the England's, you know, nation of England's monarchy. One of the episodes focused on the members of Queen Elizabeth's family and their work of representing the monarchy, the Queen. This interesting presentation illustrated the royal family's efforts in relating to their subjects and enhancing their lives throughout all the Commonwealth. After viewing this episode, this question came to my mind. While on earth, what did Jesus Christ, the Son of God, do to represent the family of God and his God, the King? Well, today, we are going to look at three examples of how Christ represented his Father and the royal family of God. These examples are for us today as we learn to relate to the human beings now and in the world tomorrow. You might say, if you'd like titles, representing the King as members of the royal family. Queen Elizabeth's family is a part of a monarchy, and they have availed themselves to be open to their subjects. So when those subjects come up to them, they are so excited when they got to shake their hands or got to talk to them. Well, the point here is, this first point is, be approachable. All of those members of the family of the royal family of England made themselves approachable to their subjects. In other words, be outgoing, friendly, sincere, hospitable. And that's exactly what Jesus Christ did. He had this perfect example laid out for us. Here's one of those incidents that shows that example. In Matthew chapter 19, we will see these verses in Matthew chapter 19 in a couple of weeks from now, Matthew 19, chapter 13. It says, then little children were brought to him that he might put his hands on them and pray. But the disciples rebuked them. But Jesus said, let the little children come to me. He was being approachable. He said, hey, let them come. And don't forbid them, because of such is the kingdom of God. And then there is another example. I'll lead you to it by mentioning it. Mark chapter 2. This is when Jesus called Matthew, or Levi, the tax collector. And then Levi was so excited with the calling that in his own house, he invited Jesus Christ to come and dine with him. And along with Jesus Christ, there were many sinners and tax collectors as a part of that group. So you can imagine how we are doing it during the feast. We are gathering together. We come together in restaurants, in homes. We are dining together. We're fellowshipping. So imagine Jesus Christ in that same position, visiting with these people. He was approachable to the sinners and to the tax collectors. So that is one example of being that we can follow, of being approachable as members of God's royal family. The members of England's monarchy are focused on the business of the monarchy, which leads to the second point. Be focused on the Father's business or on the King's business. In other words, be focused upon the matters of the royal family. Christ's example is mentioned in John chapter 4, verse 34, where he said, "My food is to do the will of him that sent me." And then in this second hymn we sang this afternoon, there is a reference to King David saying, "Let zeal come upon me and to fulfill your work," and so forth. In John chapter 2, verse 17, there was this incident where he found the temple was ridden with thieves, money changers, and so on. And he overturned the tables. And then the disciples remembered in verse 17, it says that it was written, "Zeal for your house has eaten me up," in Psalm 69, verse 9. What is zeal? I'd like to put it to you this way. Zeal equals fuel, energy. The fuel and the drive to do God's work, to be focused upon God's work, so that you can perform the will of the Father, the King. It's the Father's desire to have a deep personal relationship with each and every one of us. Not just us here in the room, but every person that has ever been born. And it was Jesus' zeal and his focus on that purpose of the Father to enhance and achieve that desire. The Queen of England and the royal family are very attuned to setting a good example. Now, you might chuckle at that because of recent news that have come out in the past months or so. And then, of course, the Queen's family was come down pretty, you know, stern and so forth. Because a good example is so very important to the monarchy. But Jesus Christ also was aware of that very fact, that his personal example is so very important to the Father. And he led us. He led his disciples in teaching them, and he's teaching us. He's left us that example of being a light that's shining in the darkness. John chapter 14. Here, it was after his resurrection and then coming back and visiting with the disciples. And he made a very interesting statement as he replied to Philip, one of the disciples. Let's start with verse 7, John chapter 14, verse 7. "If you had known me," Christ said, "you would have known my Father also, and from now on you know him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father, and it is sufficient for us." And Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, 'Show us the Father'?" That personal example that Christ set for everyone to see at that time, they were seeing the Father, a very express image of the Father. And that is the point that we need to take personally. We represent the called out ones, the ones who are to follow Jesus Christ, and also to represent the Father, the King of all creation. Jesus Christ represented the Father through his own life and conduct. He kept the commandments throughout his life. And that life could be summed up in one word, love. Recalling John 3:16, what the Father's desire was as well, his thoughts. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son so that all could have that gift of everlasting life. The members of the ruling family of England take their responsibility of representing the Queen, Queen Elizabeth II, and the monarchy seriously. In spite of being human, we all make mistakes, even we do. But we still are representing the King, the Father, the royal family. And we are called to be a part of the members of that family. And we are members when you turn to 1 John 3:2. That says, for what manner of God that love that God has, that we should be called children. And we are children. We are a part of the royal family. We represent the Father. We represent his laws. It is a serious responsibility for each and every one of us. Very soon, we're going to be returning to our homes, to our jobs, to our neighborhoods. In the days and years ahead, we need to strive to be dynamic representatives of the coming theocracy, the kingdom of God, the Father, and the soon coming King of Kings, Jesus Christ. And we've heard many times already through this feast, this theme of personal example. We've heard that many times. We must practice these points now, as Mr. Vieira said yesterday. It's now that we've got to learn and do these things. Many members of the English royal family are not in a direct line to be king or queen, but they are rulers, and they know they are of the royal family and that they represent the queen. No, we are not in a line to be the King of Kings. That position is already taken. Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. Well, guess what? What is he doing? He's preparing a place for each and every one of us, as it says there in John 14. We have that definitely. We do have definite, I'll get started over again, definitely have that awesome privilege and potential to join the royal family of God for eternity. It's a wonderful gift that God has prepared for us. Beautiful, wonderful gift. It just blows our mind when we try to think about it. He views us as his children now. Royalty. That's what we are. Royalty. So let's remember these three points. Be approachable. Be zealously focused on the royal business of the Father. And be a personal example of living the laws and the love of the royal family.